Ukraine has approved the draft association agreement with the European Union, which is seen as a first step towards EU membership. The agreement comes amid growing pressure on Ukraine's government to release from prison its former Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss tells us more.
After talks with European Union officials in Ukraine's capital Kiev, the government approved an EU association agreement which would open up European markets for Ukrainian exports. It marks another turn towards the West for the former Soviet nation, adding to concerns in neighbouring Russia, which considers Ukraine firmly in its sphere of influence. Amid these tensions, Ukraine says it wants to find out ways to continue cooperating with Russia and the Moscow-led customs union championed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Kiev has made clear that EU membership remains its ambition. Ukraine hopes to officially sign the EU association agreement, which is seen as crucial for eventual membership, at the EU summit in Lithuania in November. The leader of the EU delegation in Ukraine, Jan Tubinski, has warned, however, that Brussels will only sign the agreement if Ukraine shows respect for the rule of law, free elections, and reviews the imprisonment of jailed Ukrainian opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko.
It is a question of how to make the Ukrainian electoral system more just and more resilient to the fraud. And there's also still an unanswered question about the selective justice, the case of Yulia Tymoshenko.
Tymoshenko says her 7-year sentence on abuse of power charges was ordered by Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych to eliminate a dangerous opponent from political life ahead of the 2015 presidential polls. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss, reporting.